Welcome to Shifting Points Podcast. We love to drive and talk about cars.
We dive into all sorts of car topics and interviews with the everyday people who either attend events or make the events run.
You know, people just like us.
People will always be there and are very passionate about motorsports.
We are not a family-friendly show. There may be some adult language. We welcome your feedback, insights, and ideas at shiftingpoints@gmail.com. And please be sure to like us and follow us on Facebook at Shifting Points Podcast with no A, Twitter and Instagram at Shifting Points, and on our website, shiftingpointspodcast.com. Hello, and welcome to Shifting Points Podcast. I'm Kathy.
I'm Audra.
And I'm Jess.
And today, we are doing an off-road episode. Oh my god, like I'm already emotional.
There we go.
We are doing an off-road episode. What did you say?
Is she going to cry again?
I might. Oh my god, it's like all I ever do. It's fine. I cry in here. Mm-hmm. Here being Nick's gym, Black Pearl Fitness. We are recording in the gym. And our guest today for our off-road is Coach Nick. And wanted to have Coach Nick for a bunch of reasons. The first one, because he said, can I be on your podcast?
It sounded fun. And so far it is.
And I was like, yeah. And then I thought about it, and I was like, fuck yeah. We definitely want to have Nick on our podcast. So this is Nick's gym, which he's had for many years.
Yeah, almost 10.
And in addition to just being an awesome coach, and it's an awesome gym with great people who come here, and a lot of that is the culture that Nick brings to the gym. But another extra bonus that I love is that you have 5 trainers right now, coaches?
4. Yeah, including me, so 3 others.
Okay.
Yep.
And those 3 others are all women?
All women.
Which is pretty fucking cool.
Yep. Very cool.
And not on purpose. It's not like you were like, we're going to have women coaches.
No.
I thought you were saying that he's really, really smart. He can just surround himself with women.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
But
like right now.
But you know, and
all women.
True, yeah. But, you know, and like, so this gym, we do a lot of lifting, and you know, it's not like a cardio only kind of a gym, which, you know, typically people are like stereotype, they think lifting's for guys and cardio's for women, and that's not why he's got a lot of women coaches, right? We do a lot of lifting in here, we do everything, and so I just love that, like, as we are women and we do this podcast and we talk about women in motorsports and supporting them every single day, Nick is encouraging people, men and women, you know, to be stronger, get stronger, do shit they didn't think they could do. And so that is a huge reason why I wanted to have Nick on the podcast.
Thank you.
Now I'll stop you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, you will. Spoiler alert.
So welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. This is going to be fun.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I've been coming here for 2.5 years.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, well, I was going to say, so you guys don't
where
know.
Where is here? Where are we?
Black Pearl Fitness, I said that earlier.
What town?
In Northampton,
okay.
New Hampshire.
And now Hampton, New Hampton.
And now in Hampton.
As well.
See, he's expanding. That's how amazing he is.
Very cool.
Yep.
And, so I don't know. So you two have not... I don't think you've done, you go to the gym, you work out, whatever, but I don't know that you've done like this type of workout. So we had Jonah on too, we talked about that.
So I was at a gym once and it was funny because I worked with a personal trainer, this was just years ago, but it's funny because I had felt like it was great, we had a lot of, it was hard work and we had fun and everything, but then for a while I felt like I was regressing. I was like, I'm getting bad at this all over again, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then she looked at me, and she's like, no, she's like, don't you get it? She's like, I've been making it harder this whole time.
Yeah.
So
every
it was kind of cool. Like, you just don't know this. So there are results, even though you can't feel like you're getting results, you are getting results.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My daughter is here taking pictures and she's trying to leave.
Sashaying right out the door.
Giving her the stink eyes.
no, she's such your daughter though, because she, as she's doing it and you're giving her the eye, I look over and I see her like trip over this giant thing. I'm like, oh my god, that really is her.
That's
kid.
Not the first time she's tripped today either. Is that the second time? Right there? Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't want to dominate this and just say amazing things about Nick. I don't know if you guys have some questions or.
Yeah, lots of questions.
Okay, go.
So it's been a lifelong journey. How did you start out? When did you know? You said you started the gym 10 years ago. What prompted that? What has that journey been like? I have lots of questions.
Okay, well
so
now
let's
that was
start
too
out
many.
With you.
All right, take this one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fitness journey has been like lifelong for me personally. I started out playing sports growing up, right, and. After football, well, football was my main sport, football and basketball. Football ended for me, and I felt like I needed something to fill that void because I was so used to going to practices, games, having a set schedule, always something to do. And that's kind of how I came into the weight room, right? So I started lifting weights after football was done and started to think, hey, like I enjoy this more than actually playing the sports, right? So then, went to college, continued that, and then when I left college, or graduated college, came up to Massachusetts, got a job at a big Globo gym down in Peabody, and you know, kind of worked there for a while, and then kind of always thought to myself, I could do my own thing and kind of make my own way, and I could do this better than what I was watching other people do. So, kind of always had it in the back of my head, and then I stumbled upon CrossFit, and that's really where everything changed for me. It was the combination of sports and weightlifting in one, and I was like, holy shit, like, what is this? And I was addicted, like, right off the bat. I was like, this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I need to be doing for the rest of my life. Like, I love this whole thing. It's two things that I love combined into one. There's nothing better. So, worked at a CrossFit gym for a while, coached for about a year and a half, and then decided this is the time to really go off and do my own thing. And I wanted to bring it to where I grew up, Hampton, right? So opened up in 2013 and was gung-ho CrossFit from there for about 5 years. And then we started to transition over into more personal training, and that's kind of where we're at now, right? So we still do similar workouts that when we used to do when we were a full-on CrossFit gym, but now we focus more on like one-on-one training and really getting into people's results and building relationships as we've done with you, Kathy, and Sam, and everybody else that comes to group classes and stuff like that. So it's been a long journey, and it's been a fun journey, and again, now we're expanding into a second location and hopefully more into the future, but no.
Can I ask a silly question?
Yeah, it's...
You just said that you worked at a Globo gym.
Yeah.
Isn't that the term from
Dodgeball?
Yeah.
So this is the average Joe.
Yes. Yeah, so this, no. Kind of, sort of, but no. So the Globo gym term comes from CrossFit, right?
That was my first
thing. Yeah, like
Sorry.
A lot of people in the CrossFit world will call like Gold's Gyms and Planet Fitnesses. That's their term for those types of gyms. They call them Globo gyms. So that's why I said that, because I'm so used to saying that.
So I have a question then. Yeah. Why, tell me about Black Pearl. And obviously you have skulls and pirate ships all over the place.
Yeah.
And your pirate fonts on the board. It's very, very cool. But where did that come from?
It has nothing to do with pirates.
That's so sad.
So yeah, the Black Pearl name is a good story. It comes from a dog that I used to have. She was a black lab named Pearl. Right. So one day I was thinking of names for my gym, and actually my sister came up with the name. We were just like spitballing and trying to figure out what we should call the gym. And she's like, you should call it Black Pearl, because we were literally sitting there with the dog just kind of chilling out one night. And so that's where it comes from. And then the ship and the skull stuff just kind of came from being on the coast, and I needed a logo that was catchy and cool. So originally we started with the ship, like you know the ship logo. Mm-hmm. It's in the bathroom. It's on some of our merchandise, and then I wanted to change it because it was a little too detailed and I needed something simple and easier, so we went with the skulls, and that's kind of how it is. But I have no fondness for Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, you know what's funny too, on top of that, so in addition to my loving intro to you, you're freaking marketing like king, you know, like you the Instagram and your merch and like all that stuff, like for that not being your thing, you're pretty freaking good at it. Like,
I enjoy it. I do enjoy doing that stuff. I love running the Instagram. I take pride in our Instagram. I feel like we have by far the best Instagram of any gym in the area, hands down. And I don't mind bragging about that because I really think we
probably
do.
Like a few areas because I live like 150 miles from Kathy, and I know all about your. I know like how I've seen her pictures of her here, and it's great. Like I think, feel like I know you, and I don't know you. You know.
Yeah, 100%. Nowadays, that's the most important thing. Honestly, for a while it was like Facebook and that kind of stuff, but now I think Instagram is where it's at, and so I take a lot of pride in our Instagram. I've studied how to have a good Instagram and what you should do to it, and so I take a lot of time to make sure that that's good, and we've gotten a lot of clients from just Instagram alone.
Well, and I think too, and I think I said this to you once before, like the back of the gym is a huge garage door that, like, when it's nice out, you know, the doors open, and sometimes we do work out in the back, and people are driving by going to the grocery store, and I said to Nick, I go, I think I'm your best and worst advertiser. Because, you know, I'm a 48-year-old overweight lady who's out there busting her ass, and so, like, I'm sure some people are like, ooh, but, like, other people are like, holy shit, if she can do it, I can go do it. And I think that's a big part of what your Instagram does.
100%.
Because when you think of gym, you think of CrossFit or whatever, you're like, buff, 20-something dudes, you know, and not overweight 48-year-old women. And so when you see overweight 48-year-old women on there, you're like, hey, I can go there. Like, why not?
That's not how I would describe you. Okay, but I understand what you're saying.
Medically, that is how I would describe you.
That's not what I would call you, but I understand what you're saying. So, you know, that's the mistake that I think a lot of gyms make with their Instagrams or their websites or their Facebooks. They take, like, their most in shape, their sexiest clients, their best athletes, and they post them all day, every day. And for somebody who's looking for a new gym, that's not necessarily what they want to see, right? Like, that would intimidate them or maybe turn them away from your gym. So, like, we have people in here like that, and we put them on our Instagram from time to time, but I think everybody should be featured, right? And especially the people that aren't in the best shape, because those are the people that are gonna be coming in and need your help the most, right? So you want to make sure that those people feel comfortable and feel like, hey, Black Pearl is a place that I can come in and just fit right in with the group, and I'm not gonna, you know, feel out of place or whatnot. So
it's still anti-global gym.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of it, and that's such a huge thing that you touched on. That I feel like what we see in TV and what we see in movies is so not the real thing. Like, you know, I just attended a few months ago. You know, I got my 46-year-old fat ass into a pole fitness class, and that shit is hard, you know, mad respect for the people that do that, but I was not the youngest person there. You know, it's like everybody wants to do this, and I love that you just talk about inclusion and how it's for everybody in all shapes and sizes and colors, and
absolutely,
that's what it's for.
Yeah, we've always been about that. Even when we were a CrossFit gym, you know, people make a huge misconception of CrossFit in general, like, oh, you know, you have to be 21 or 22 or whatever and in super good shape, and I, you know, I can't do that, or I need to, my favorite line is, I need to get in shape before I go to the gym, which is the silliest line in the world, because the whole reason that you're going to the gym is to get in shape, right? So it makes no sense, right? So we've always been about scalability and, like you said, inclusion, and making sure that anybody who wants to come into our gym and work out can do so and feel comfortable. Right, that's what we've always been about. You know that, Kathy.
Yeah. I mean, well, we talked about doing a workout with the three of us and you, and Audra and Des. I'm not gonna
say it. We were like,
they were terrified.
I wasn't terrified.
I'm not terrified. that's not my thing. And I said, you know, it's not like you, if we did it, it's not like you'd come in and Nick would be like, okay, go run 3 miles and go lift, you know, 500 pounds, because that's not where you're at. And, you know, I was like, he'll scale it.
When I went to a personal trainer, our very first meeting was, we're going to do some things so I can see where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
I do have a personal trainer. I go in every morning. It's not like I'm doing nothing.
No, I didn't mean that. But like, because it, I don't know if you thought like more, before I came here, I thought CrossFit gym, like Nick was saying, it's gonna be some 20-year-old dude who can lift like a billion pounds.
Yep.
And you know, I'm gonna feel like an idiot.
I mean, I can't do anything. I personally feel like a lot of people have that fear about any gym. I did. Like, it was hard for people to get into a gym, you know. But then once you get in there, I feel like you find that the reality is not what we've been led to believe. Again, like from movies and TV and social media posts. And it's not like maybe it was like that in the 80s. It's certainly not like that now.
I can tell you a couple of years ago, I got dragged to a glow yoga. Don't ever go to glow yoga. It was the worst thing pretty much ever. It was like wing.
What was wrong with glow yoga? What was wrong with it?
I don't even know what that is.
It wasn't yoga. It was not yoga.
Oh.
Like, we were glowing.
Yeah. there was no yoga happening.
Was it a weird, like, sex thing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh. I'm curious now. Why?
That escalated.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a glow yoga place in Hampton, so tell me more. What's happening there?
Maybe classes in, like, an hour?
Yeah.
It was more like Zumba and, what was that? Jazzercise, but it was actually so it's a little different than what was anticipated.
Well, so that was the
glowing
thing.
We were glowing. Okay. Glow paint everywhere.
Okay.
So that was another thing actually I wanted to ask you about. Like, how do you create, maintain such a good atmosphere? Because there are definitely classes of yoga and CrossFit and anything where it can be toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're obviously not toxic.
Yeah.
Your coaches are amazing and not toxic, but that doesn't mean that somebody couldn't walk in the door and make it kind of toxic. Like, how do you do such a phenomenal job? Like, I've never felt like, you know, I can't go because that person's there and, you know, whatever. Like, I've always felt safe here. I always feel encouraged.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
So for a while, it was a lot about like scoring workouts and really focusing on like how fast your time was, how much weight you were lifting, so on and so forth. So when we transitioned from CrossFit to what we are now, we tried to take a lot of the competition stuff out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll admit, like, for a while the competition aspect of it was fun, but as you just kind of alluded to, it did create somewhat of a toxic atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Like, people were competing with one another and pressuring each other to lift weights or do things that maybe they shouldn't be doing. So I sort of hopped on that and said, like, hey, we need to eliminate that out of the whole group atmosphere and make it a little bit more comfortable, right? So we did that, and then to be honest with you, a lot of the toxicity from the gym came from doing things outside of the gym with clients. So I eliminated that as well. So back in the day, we used to do a lot of like events outside the gym.
Oh, interesting.
Like, what kind of events? What do you mean?
Like, we would do parties, New Year's parties and Christmas parties and different things outside
the gym.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of drama in the gym can fester, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you have outside of the gym events where alcohol's involved.
I know nothing about
then,
that.
Then a lot of weird things can happen,
yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And that for a while was what was going on at the gym. So I, again, just doing it for so long, just learning from my mistakes, I said, hey, all right, like, you can't go out on a Saturday night and have 5 or 6 or 7 whiskeys with the people that on Monday you want to tell them how to back squat and how to
do
work. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
So I eliminated that. We don't really do that anymore. And if we do anything that's not gym related, I try to do it during the day where alcohol isn't involved. So it's a fun outside event, but there's no like weirdness that could happen.
Right.
And then the whole environment changed. So now it is what it is now. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, it's fun. There's no pressure to do things you shouldn't be doing, and everybody just kind of does their own thing, and it's comfortable.
Yeah,
and it works.
I mean, there's still, like, you know? Competition, but, like, friendly competition.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, me and my daughter, like, you know, going, what way did you use, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you know anybody else who comes to this gym, or do you talk to people, or do you mostly just do your own thing? Because when I was at the gym, I was literally, like, afraid to talk to anybody.
Well, so they do personal training, and we did do that sometime during yeah. the pandemic yeah. because, you know, we didn't want to be with everybody. But we do group classes, and so the group classes, do I know any? I feel like they're like my family, like
yeah.
and this, you know me, I'm the anti-group person. I don't like group activities. I don't want to ever have to do a group activity. But I love it here, and I know all, like, I could tell you something about every person who was in class today, like
yeah.
some of them where they live, like, you know, whatever, like yeah. what they do for a living, because while during the workout, it's the workout. You try to talk to me, I'll probably, like, punch you, or I wouldn't have the energy, I'll just fall down. But there's no chatting, but, you know, there's plenty of chit-chat, like, before, there's talking some during warm-up, whatever, but we're all, like, encouraging each other, and, like, supporting each other, and all of that, so there's, like, and then there's also that, there's that, you know, trauma bonding.
That's a real thing.
When we've gone through a yeah. real hard
yeah,
workout
sure.
together, you know?
Absolutely.
That's total real thing. You know, yeah. I totally think that's there's something to that for sure.
Yeah, when you all suffered together on a hot August
yeah.
Saturday or
yeah.
whatever, like, you know.
We have a pretty tight group here too.
Yeah.
Like, we're not a huge gym. I mean, I think in total between personal training clients and group clients, we're just like a little over 100. So we're not like a massive gym where, like, you're not gonna, like, it's the same people every day over and over. And
yeah.
you, like Kathy said, you get to know everybody. And it's a pretty tight group. It's
yeah.
a good group.
Yeah.
You know?
There's, like, morning classes, so there's the morning people who go, and then there's the evening classes. And when someone's not there for a while, you're like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? Or they come back, and everybody's like, hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
you definitely get to know each other.
Yeah. If we had bad seeds, too, like, we'd weed them out pretty quick. You know what I mean? Like, I was reading something the other day online, and it was like, I don't want to go to the gym because I don't want anybody to laugh at me. And in my head, I'm like, if anyone ever laughed
yeah,
at another
yeah.
person in my gym, I would kick them out faster than you could, you know.
Yeah.
It would be, like, I just couldn't even see that happening, right? Like, everybody in here encourages one another, is happy for one another when they do something cool or lift something heavy, right? Like, it's not like that. So I always get frustrated when people say, I don't want to join because I don't want to get laughed at, because I'm like, that would never,
not here,
ever
yeah.
happen
yeah.
in here, you know? I don't want to look stupid. Like, we all look stupid in here all the time. You know what I mean? But, like,
don't
but that's,
worry.
Who cares, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
I'm the reigning stupid.
Yeah, it is what it is. You're learning a new movement, you look stupid for a second, and then
yeah.
it's
I think
a
big
deal.
Part of it is, too, like, a lot of people are afraid because they don't know how to use the machines, and they're afraid to ask.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for us in here, like, that's not an issue either, because you've got the coach with you from start to finish. So if you don't know how to do something, if you don't know how to do a certain movement or a certain lift, like, we'll make sure that you figure it out and you start doing it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use machines in here, so there's no, like, pin-loaded machines that, you know, and nothing like that. It's all free weights, barbells.
But even that can be intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
Not to know how to do it. And,
for sure.
You know,
yeah.
I've definitely
yeah.
raised my hand and said, what?
Right. Or to even know, like, what's the appropriate weight to pick up.
Yep.
And
yeah.
and the coaches will tell you here, right?
Yeah.
Like, they'll say, oh, I'm trying that. And then I go and I get something too late, and Nick goes, maybe you should go try that.
Well, it's building a routine, too. And that's
yeah.
what the trainer that I'm working with, she's trying to do with me, is to build a routine so that I have different things that I can do on my own.
Yeah.
So it's a little different here, right? Because it's the group classes. So the workout is set, and it's
mm-hmm.
different all the time, which I prefer.
That's
right. Because
nice.
If I'm doing the same thing in a routine, I'm going to be bored out of my mind and not
yeah.
come back.
Yeah.
So just for a little car reference, that's why you do autocross as well, because it's different every single
that
day.
That is. There you go. Exactly. And you know the building blocks, you know the sweeper, you know how to do, like, a, you know, whatever. And it's the same thing, right? Like, I know how to do a goblet squat and whatever. And so he just puts it together differently.
That sounds comfy.
Every time. You try
one out.
It's not like
yeah.
a drink. It's not a goblet of, like, wine.
Yeah, it's.
But I can lift a goblet of wine much easier now. Yeah. And it's squat with it.
This is the type of conditioning.
I think that's where the name
behind.
Actually came from. Right? Pretty sure. Yeah.
Well, it is actually. It's funny that when you say conditioning, like when I am doing this, because the whole reason I started coming here was I wanted to be better for hiking. And so I tend to try to see everything in the perspective of hiking. So we're doing box step-ups. That's stepping up giant boulders as I, you know, go up. My friend and I joked about burpees. Or no, it wasn't burpees. It was something else where you get down and get back up again, which is like burpees. We were saying it's in winter when you fall down. Oh, that was it. It was when you butt sled in winter hiking because you get down, you ride, you get back up, you get down, you ride, you get back up. And it was like burpees. So like I try to, and I mean, that's the whole CrossFit. It's supposed to be cross-functional fitness, right? Yeah. Like it's fitness for the things that you do every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, Nick talks about we'll do a suitcase carry. So it's like, you know, you're dragging a super heavy suitcase through the airport, yeah. Or the
grocery carry.
The grocery carry.
Grocery
yeah,
bags.
Is your 40 bags of groceries, so you only have to make one trip. Yeah. You know?
That's the biggest challenge ever, always. It's like one trip from the car to the house, that's it. If you have to go back a second time, it's a failure.
Total failure.
But you're putting a lot of faith in those grocery store bags.
Yeah, you are. Like, you always have to ask for the double bag.
That's another exercise, actually, the picking up. And mm-hmm.
Me and my daughter were just having that discussion. We're like, I will bring every bag in one go, or I will...
Die trying.
Nothing else. Die trying. Die trying. Yes, exactly. Yep.
That's it.
Well, we don't need it. Leave it.
It's dead weight. It's dead weight. Abandon the frozen pizza.
We have not to have like pizza. We should do like do a lap in your car and then get out and do some fitness and then, you know.
I'm down for that. We're totally doing that. I'm already going to teach Leah how to drive a manual, so.
Yeah. I haven't driven a manual in forever.
Well, it's sitting right out front.
My first two cars were manuals. 1985 BMW 3 Series was my first car.
But we're all, the club we belong to and autocross through is the BMW car club. So, you know, you picked the right car to say that you...
Is it a good racing car? BMW?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Absolutely. I have an M2.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can it beat a Mini?
Oh, 100%. In case we can talk you into it, Nick, autocross, you are classed by your car.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm up against some super souped
like
up
a Corvette.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm up against other cars similar to mine.
Yeah.
And so it...
So it truly is about the
driver.
It
is about the driver. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, and then...
Because you put a Porsche out there and the Porsche is going to win every time.
Depends on the driver.
Okay. We've seen some really nice, amazing cars driven by some people who are maybe like their first time or whatever, and you're just like, oh my god, that car is going so slowly. It could be going so much.
I don't think I'd do good in my Bronco. Probably wouldn't do well in that one.
Yeah, is the Bronco
more
loud?
Of a spectator sport with the Bronco. Yeah. It's more the stuff that you do with the soft roading and off roading.
Yeah.
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 But you can drive my car. You could come out across my car.
Okay. I might take you up on that.
All right.
You should.
I might. Sounds like fun.
Her car, yeah. Except I'm afraid your car will just disintegrate on the course.
It might.
Kathy, of course, is pointing to her daughter who has not come out with that nice Audi TT yet.
You're gonna come join us, right?
What? Try it once
to autocross.
You said it'll disintegrate. I don't know about that. I don't know if I'll make it.
Mm-hmm. She's joking. Maybe not. I don't know.
Do we need a GoFundMe before we bring her out?
We might need a GoFundMe for her car. Anyway.
Sorry. Joan is like into the, what's up with like his Volkswagens? Are those like super good racing cars?
Well, he just, for, I think partly, so Jonah, who we had on, I think he just, for one, just loves Volkswagens. Like, that's his jam. Like, it's not, I don't think there's any one model car that is like the model car to race, right?
Yeah,
it's
always the answer.
It's what you love, it's what you,
and then like his case, because he does lemons, what you feel like rebuilding and modifying and you know, all that kind of stuff, right? Like I mean, I don't do that. I don't do lemons.
Yeah,
I do autocross, yeah, so I don't have to modify my car.
Yeah.
I just drive my car.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
comes as is.
But I drive the Mini because I love the Mini. It's not the best car, but it's the car I like, and it's the one I want to drive. So,
if you had your pick of any car, though, like, what's the one that you guys would like? What's the model? What's the make?
I have no idea. I haven't driven enough cars. They probably have opinions.
I am still in love with my M2. It may not be the best out there, but I love driving it. So. I will be hanging on to that for a while.
I love my Miata, but I'm desperate to try Laura's Corvette. I still have to ask her about that.
Maybe not. I'm sure she's listening. And I know. But maybe not.
You've
for
just
her
asked
future.
Her. Mm-hmm. So maybe I did just ask her, yes. Because, everybody says that it's got the power of a Porsche and the handling of a Miata.
They do.
A Mazda Miata?
That's
well,
what
yes, I would love to try to drive a Corvette at autocross because everybody says that it has the power of a Porsche and the handling of a Miata.
So the Miata is a good car?
Yeah.
A lot of people have Miatas at autocross. It's a popular
That's
autocross
what,
car.
Like I have, I've driven a stock Mini and then, you know, I upgraded it, blah, blah, blah. Got a newer Mini, one with limited slip differential. Went out on the course. My very first run with that, stock tires, everything was way better than my beefed up regular Mini. So I was like, okay, boom, limited slip differential. And it was faster, like a 2006 had a little slightly faster engine, a little more torque than the 2002, but it was better. And then when I got my Miata, again, stock tires, completely stock tire. I did my first autocross with that, and the second I went out of the gate onto that slalom, I was like, oh my god, this is so much
for an off-road episode. We can't help it.
It's like a boomerang topic.
So if you have someone who is completely out of shape and maybe a little bit older, what is your advice to them to come back into getting in shape and being at a gym?
Come see us at Black Pearl Fitness. We'll take care of you.
Well, that's obvious. Yeah.
Like, what do you, like, if you, because a lot of people have, I think I see, get what Audra's saying, like, a lot of people don't even know what to say when they walk in the door.
Yeah.
Like, what do you recommend that somebody even says, like, exactly just what she says?
Well,
like, I'm a little.
When I started my gym and I met my trainer, I said, I'm fat and out of shape. Can you help me?
We hear that a lot. Honestly, my advice to somebody, anybody who's looking to start, my advice is shop around a little bit. Like, see, because a lot of the times it's your connection with the trainer, right? So, like, Kathy and I have a good connection, right? Like, we get each other, we laugh. Like, Kathy's my type of person. I'm probably hers. That's why she's been here that long, right? So, you shop around. Don't just go to the first gym or the closest gym in your area. Like, take a look at 3 or 4. You know, see what your connection is. It might not be the greatest, nicest, cleanest, biggest gym in the world, but maybe the person that trains you is someone that you want to be around. Because that's what it is. If you're going to hire a personal trainer, you're going to be spending a lot of one-on-one time with that person, right? So you don't want to hire someone that you don't like, or you know, you don't have similar interests.
That's like amazing advice, actually, and it's something that I never would have thought of, to shop around. So like, what would you suggest? Just go in there and say, like, what are your offerings? And then just kind of hear them out.
Yeah.
What they have
sit
to
down
offer
with the person. You like, see, you know, what their options are. And then, like, I'm a big people person. I like to read people and kind of see. So, you know, just see what their personality's like, you know? Because, again, if it's a personal trainer, it has to be someone that you're going to connect with. And you have to trust them, too. That's the other thing, you know? So the other thing too is like, look at their credentials, see how long they've been doing it, see how long the gym's been around. I feel like that's a good telltale sign of like what kind of training you're gonna get as well. You know, not to knock newer gyms, but you know, if some gym's been around for 10 plus years, you know, they're probably doing something right. You can probably trust them.
And talk to their members.
Talk
too,
to
right?
the members.
I mean, you've got members who've been with you
the
whole time.
So yeah, if you're looking for group, that's another thing. The other thing too, and we already talked about it, but like, look at their social media. Anytime we go away, right, Leah? Like, the first thing I do is I try to find a gym, and I'll always look at their Instagram right away. Like, do they post a lot? What are their posts like? You know what I mean? Like, are they posting just the sexy people with the abs and, you know, that kind of stuff? Or is it, does it look like a place that you're going to feel comfortable in, you know, training at? So that would be my advice to somebody who's just starting out looking for a gym. You know, if you're looking for a group class place, talk to the members for sure. Like, if you can.
How do you, what do you mean, like, talk to the members? Like, how
so
do you.
So try to come in. If you're looking for a group class, I would try to come in to the gym at a time you know a class is going on, like either at the end or the beginning of it, and maybe observe and maybe try to chit chat with somebody and say, how long have you been here? What are the classes like? Because the members will tell you. The owner's always gonna tell you all the best stuff. We're the best, this is great, you're gonna love it, blah, blah, blah. But the members, they'll be real with you, right? They'll say like, yeah, this is fun, I like it. Or, you know, like they'll give you the real deal.
Ooh, it's hardcore.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
Exactly.
Or could you, when, if, could you ask like maybe to, like, could I like sit in on a class? Like,
yeah.
Would you be open to that?
I do it all the time.
If somebody wanted to do that? Okay.
Absolutely. I have people come observe classes and just watch. I allow people to come and try classes for free. Like, I don't charge. Just come in and try it. And if you like it, great. And a lot of the times we'll sell them right away. Like, they'll take the class, they love it, and they know immediately, like, they want to sign up.
It's a lot like autocross when someone comes and rides along with somebody else, and then they're like, fuck yeah, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's really good advice, because I actually spent an exorbitant amount of money to join a gym, and I went to the first group class and found out that the people there were like nasty little bitches. Terrible. I didn't like it. I never went back. I lost out on all that money because it was terrible. It was not my jam.
100%.
The people were not my people.
Yeah. It's not about, in personal training, it's not about the gym, it's about the trainer, right? If you have a good trainer, they can train you with the smallest space and the least amount of equipment, and you'll get a great workout, right? It's not about the space, it's about your connection, right?
Yeah.
That's truly, truly what I believe, and I've been doing it long enough now where I can tell you that that's really the case, right? So find someone that you like and let them take care of you. Find someone that you trust. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Like, so one, like you're saying, A, you're spending a lot of time with this person. You better want to hang out with them.
Right.
Yeah. That's, if you don't, that's awful. But trusting them is huge, right? Like, because, you know, I came in here, we didn't know anything about anything. And, you know, just to know that, like, A, if I'm doing something wrong, you know, the coaches here are going to be like, oh, let me help you adjust that, you know, or you need a heavier weight, or you need a lighter weight, or like any of those things that, like, you have to trust that person.
Right? I actually want to know your story.
Uh-oh.
From like how you started. So, like, give us your perspective of when you first came in and first met me, because I think you came in with Sam.
Yeah, we did.
Right, together.
Yeah. Oh, you both came in together?
Yeah, I forced her to come with
Right, and
me.
You guys signed up for the group.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Group training or group classes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, am I right about what I'm saying? Right? Like, from the other perspective. From the client's perspective.
Yeah, now how did you find this gym? Did you just Google?
So, a few things. So, one, you used to be down on a different road.
Yep.
And I used to always see the sign that just said, you know, Black Pearl Fitness, and it had an arrow down that way. And whatever, it just caught my eye. And then you guys moved here, and we had to drive past here every day to go to the grocery store. And so, you know, my fat ass is passing by the gym.
Yeah.
I was like, And I have known a few other people, not around here, not in this area, who did CrossFit or CrossFit-like stuff, and they seem to be super into it, because it does seem like an addictive thing. Like, once you do it, you're like, rah, it's awesome. And so I talked to them. Again, I was very hesitant, because group things, as we've already discussed, not my jam. I'd rather just, like, go in a corner and do me, you know, whatever. So that part was a huge deterrent for me. And my friends who did it were like, no, you'll like it. You'll like it. I'm like, will I?
All right, Kathy.
So Sam and I, we were convinced to try CrossFit at all. You were here. I totally stalked your website.
Yep.
I absolutely did. I don't know if the Instagram was as much then, or I maybe just didn't find it. But I totally stalked the website, saw photos, saw photos of not just the sexy people, mm-hmm. like you said, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, maybe I can do this. You know, and we came in and we sat down at this very table that we're recording at, and we talked to you, and it's like you said, you know, I was like, seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like intimidating Jim Rhett, yeah. who's going to be like, oh, yeah, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, all right, let's do it. And we just signed up. We didn't even, like,
yeah.
do a class.
I was scared.
I was scared too.
You were?
For, like, maybe, like, a month after we signed up, too.
Really?
I have a question
yeah.
for her.
So and so, you yeah, her. No, so, yeah, it's we were scared but hooked. I feel like mm-hmm. you know, yeah, we were into it because again, you are.
I actually remember saying, like, I remember
you
seeing
you
the fear
nervous.
On your face when you walked in. I remember this
yeah.
day actually,
yeah.
and I actually went up to the two of you,
yeah.
and was like, "Don't be so scared. It's gonna be okay."
Yeah.
I remember. Do you
yeah.
remember me saying
I
that
totally
to you?
I totally do, and
yeah.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And I was like, "Listen, it's not that big of a deal. Like,
yep.
we're gonna get through this. It's okay.
Yep.
Like, and you'll be fine." And
yep.
here we are, 2.5 years later. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's yeah. not that bad.
On a, frequently on the most attended list because we
yeah.
show up. And
yeah. Yeah.
I always say, I won't be the strongest, I won't be the most amazingest or the fastest, but I can fucking come here every day. Like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
For sure. For sure.
So, Leah has been just quietly lurking.
Yeah, we've roped
me,
in
like,
a guest.
I'm just taking pictures, but you're actually one of the trainers here.
Yes, I am. Hi.
Here we go.
I was hoping to keep my presence, you know, limited to the photos taking, but thanks for letting me join in. Yeah, this
is great. I have a question for Leah, and this is about CrossFit in general. So just from what kind of I've been led to believe from what you hear on social media posts and people talking about it, I feel like if I walked in and did CrossFit, I would just die of cardiac arrest and need to go to the hospital. So can you tell me what, like, if somebody like me who is afraid, you know, older, overweight, you know, not in the best of shape, if you attend these classes, like, what's it actually like? I'm sure obviously it's going to be hard, but I'm assuming I'm not gonna die and need to go to the ER.
Great question. So I think
I'm pretty sure Nick doesn't want that lawsuit, so
no. But that's what you're led to believe.
And
tell
I
me
think
what.
We talked earlier about a lawsuit and Nick not being in the gym, like not wanting to be there when something happens,
yeah,
or whatever
yeah.
maybe. But no, that's a great question. So I think that this speaks to, I think, what Nick has been talking a lot about. And I think with the group classes wise, we've really, at least, you know, not only am I a personal trainer here, I also obviously take group classes, and I live with Nick, so he's my boyfriend. So I get the kind of the inside scoop, but I would say that, you know, we've shifted a lot to keep a lot of the, you know, CrossFit style, like workouts and movements, but incorporated, like Nick has said, like the weightlifting and weight training into our group classes as well. So I think that opens up a lot more opportunity for, you know, people to come in and feel more comfortable with the workouts. Not only are you getting some CrossFit stuff, but, you know, I think that, again, speaks back to what Nick said about scalability and being able to come in and say, you know, all the coaches are, you know, there's people in class like Kathy and like Sam who are going to know what they're doing. And, you know, maybe you come in and, you know, in class we, you know, come over to you and focus a little bit more on the movement that you might not be more familiar with, and being able to scale it and help you out with that in the moment. And
yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest thing that is most important for people to know when they do come into the gym, and having more of the personal training portion of it too, now that that's kind of really ramped up, you know, because of COVID, and continue to, you know,
yeah.
kind of stick with it.
Yeah.
I think that's a really important piece of it too, you know, if like, okay, we have a lot of people who...
So there's two options really,
yeah.
like when you start.
Yeah.
So if you aren't comfortable with group, we have the personal training thing that we do, right? Which is our biggest service now that we offer. I mean, I just counted it this afternoon.
Yeah.
I actually texted Ari. I said, we did 70 hours of personal training this week. and 12 hours of group classes. So we're at this point, like, we keep saying CrossFit, but let's get this on the podcast now. We are not a CrossFit gym. We are not a CrossFit gym. We are a personal training studio that offers group classes. That's really what we are. So if you aren't comfortable with group classes, we have the personal training option where you can come in and work with the trainer for a while, get comfortable with some stuff, and then if at some point you want to try group classes, the option is there, right?
But so, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, even the group classes, though, like, the whole thing, you know, we've said it a bunch of times on here, you know, the scalability, right? So there's a workout, the format is called an AMRAP, and it's as many rounds as possible.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if Nick's doing the workout, he might get 6 rounds done in the time allotted. I might only get 3
okay.
because it's as many rounds as possible for me. I'm not going to try to keep up with Nick.
Yeah.
I would die. I would have that cardiac arrest you were afraid of.
Right.
You know, I'm not, I'm obviously we're not going to lift the same weight like during the workout, right? Like, you know, you go grab dumbbells for this, whatever. He's going to get much heavier dumbbells than I'm going to get.
What is the, I always am curious about this, so this is a good question for you. Like, for someone like yourself, what's the, like, what's the most intimidating thing about it? Because at the end of the day, we're really just talking about, like, working out. So what would be the worst thing that would happen if you did come into a class? Truthfully, like, obviously, you know, we're not going to let you die, right? You're not going to die. Like, we're professionals. We're here. We've been doing it a long time. Like,
and I think a big part of it is that, yeah, I am older. And like I did say when I went to that pole fitness class, I think just because I'm older, I have the confidence now to say, like, I might not be able to keep up with you youngins, but I'm going to do my best.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, but the biggest hold up for me is just the unknown. And the only thing that I know about gyms and training is what I see in movies and what I hear, what I see on social media, and not, and that may not be the reality. So it's, this is great to come in here and chat with you about what the gym experience is truly like.
Here's the example that I always like to give. It's like, because I'm a big basketball guy, right? So it's like watching the NBA and going, wow, I could never do that. But like, we're not the NBA. We're the YMCA, right? Like, that's what we are. We're just regular people working out in the gym. So like, the stuff you see on Instagram and YouTube and on TV and in movies, that's the NBA. Those are professionals. That's the sexy, crazy, like, top tier stuff, right? We're the local guys in the YMCA just shooting around, having fun. Like, that's what we are. Like, that's what the, that's what every gym in the world is, for the most part.
Well, and I think, though, to go back to your point earlier about shopping around is really important.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen, like, I just saw a TikTok the other day. This woman went, she's a yoga instructor, and went to a new yoga studio. And they told her, like, are you sure you belong in this advanced class? Because she was a heavier woman. They just made the assumption that because she was bigger, she couldn't do it. That's never going to happen here, but certainly there's I'm sure there are gyms that if you walked in, they might be like, are you sure you want to do that? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but I have to go back to the statement. You scoffed a little bit about the average Joe's thing, but everything you describe is just that vibe.
Right.
Like, everybody is welcome, even people who not, you know, maybe in that
I think my perception of the average atmosphere.
I literally just watched it last week.
Yeah,
too,
I think so we just watched it like a couple weeks ago.
Used to watch it every
and time. I'm just thinking of like Vince Vaughn like going out of business and having like no receipts. And I'm
their
like,
their equipment is definitely not about to fall apart.
No, it's going out of different angle. Not the angle.
But that's kind of why I was like, I don't think we're average Joe's. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm not Ben Stiller. Like,
but also I do want to say, though, while we are super inclusive, everybody can come, all ages, all fitness levels, that doesn't mean we're just farting around.
No.
Right? Like, I've definitely seen that. Like, somebody's, you know, those terrible clips of people using all the equipment wrong at Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like somebody's sitting there going, oh, I'm lifting this 5 grams of cucumbers and, oh, it's so hard and whatever, right? Like, we are still pushing. You know, every day there's that pool of sweat on the ground. I might throw up or cry. Who knows? But that's also my choice. You don't have to come to class and cry.
I think a good example, honestly, is like to bring it back to like what you guys do with the motocross stuff, right? Or the, what is it called?
Autocross,
right?
Motorcycles.
So if Leah and I were like, hey, we want to go do autocross, would you be like, no, you can't do that, right? Yeah, you'd be like, it's for anyone. You'd be like, heck yeah. You would, right, like you earlier today.
I just already invited you.
Yeah, you were like, come try it, right? So yeah, it's the same thing. Like,
we're coming.
I'm just not familiar with it, but I'm sure I could do it if I wanted to try it out, mm-hmm. and it would be okay, and you guys would help me through it, and absolutely. I would start slow, and then I would ramp up and get better and better and mm-hmm. better, right? So there's your perfect example. It's the exact same thing with fitness. Right?
Yeah, like I was thinking that while you were talking. I was like, there's so many similarities.
100%. Like, you would never say, don't try autocross. Yeah. Like, you couldn't do it. You'd be like, let's get you in this slow car first, and you can go around the track a little bit and give it a try.
I just want to note that he's a little hesitant. Leah seems all in.
Oh, yeah. This is happening.
Yes. That's just us, though. Like, I'll jump out of an airplane, and Nick's like, I will never do that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
I think there might be more of a legitimate fear of, like, driving a car super fast around a track than, like, coming
in. No, this is not on track. Autocross is not on a track.
Okay, okay.
It's cones. Okay. On an empty, well, where we do it, on an empty airfield.
Okay.
So you literally can't hit anything. You
That's
could hit
good
a cone,
know.
Maybe okay. a person if they weren't paying attention. Right. But like, you're not going to slam into anything. You're not going to hit another car. You're not going to hit anything. Like, you could do this. Right. You could right
it's
now
great,
go
yeah.
and go do autocross.
It's a great way to find out what your car can do in a truly
exactly.
safe
yeah.
environment.
Yeah.
But yes, to your point, it's exactly the same. The welcoming thing. I mean, we had Jonah on an episode, and we talked about the similarities in the community mm-hmm. and the welcoming and the encouraging and how everybody just wants to help you.
Yeah.
You know, like in like autocross and all the other stuff, we talk about motorsports stuff, like somebody's car, you know, whatever, like I had a flat tire. I literally had to go do work the course. I came back. Someone had changed or patched my tire for me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing here, right? Yeah. Like, we would all do whatever to help each other, you know.
I think humans are just, like, inherently, like, nervous to try stuff out of their comfort mm-hmm. zone, right?
Yeah.
Something you're not used to doing, right? And that goes for fitness, it goes for autocross, it goes for trying a new sport, like, trying to play a new instrument. Like, if you told me tomorrow I had to go start taking guitar lessons, I'd be nervous walking in for the first guitar lesson and be like, oh, crap, I'm going to feel like an idiot, right? It's the same thing in here. But at the end of the day, you just have to take that first step, and slowly you'll get more and more comfortable with it, and eventually become a badass like yourself.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just That's, grunting yeah. away in classes. And, you know,
grunting and swearing.
Sweating all over the place. And, you know, that's
you,
just...
You try to talk to Kathy and say, nice job, but she completely ignores you.
That is not true. Oh my God, I'm so glad you addressed this. Because
I said it to you the other day, but you and I have talked about it before.
Yeah,
so.
I do not have the actual energy to respond. I am working. I'm pushing myself so hard that I don't know that I could spare the breath. And then also my brain just like is so focused on what I'm doing that I don't register that you've run past me and said good job until you were like far away, and it would be really weird if I was like, you too. You know?
It's funny because I mean, you know, obviously said it before, but since we've had that conversation, I specifically make it a point now to say, nice job, Kathy. I know you can't hear me, but nice job.
I hear it.
You can't respond.
It goes in.
Nice
it just
job.
Nothing can come back out.
Yeah. But
to respond, I definitely hear it. Thank you. Well, actually, that I don't always hear it. She's my daughter says stuff to me, and it doesn't.
Oh my God.
I mean, 18 years of ignoring you, so I guess.
Oh, that was a face.
She's very happy with you.
So, how did you find your personal trainer?
Luck.
Was it off a recommendation from a friend, or did you Google
no,
it?
No, I wandered into this gym on an open house. It was our town does this thing, and they had like a table, and it was an open house, and I talked to the people. And
do you want to shout out your trainer right now?
Yeah, Linda McGovern. She's awesome.
Hey,
yeah, she's
I love it. Love
she
that.
Really
What's
she's
up?
Great. She's done an excellent job with me. I'm very loyal to her at this point. So. But it was luck. I didn't do any of the things that you said.
Good. Sometimes it works out.
And
right?
I chose the gym by proximity to my house. Like, I can walk there.
Yeah. That's
small.
Yeah.
there's not a lot of, like, I've observed it for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's small and there's not a lot of people in there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's only like three or four maybe. Mm-hmm. And that kind of, that is what I would want to be in.
Yeah.
I don't like to have a lot of people around. So there's a lot of things that just made it match. And she's amazing. So
how
and she
long,
pushes me.
How long did it take for you to actually make the decision to actually go in?
9 years.
Yeah. Seriously?
That's how long I've lived there and
okay.
how long I've watched this gym.
So there you go. So, okay, that's a perfect example. Number one, they say people choose gyms by proximity to where they live or proximity to where they work.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two main factors. The other thing is it usually takes the average person 12 months to actually pull the trigger. So they think about it for at least. So you're a little over the 12-month mark, but you know.
I mean, because I'm
an overachiever.
I was thinking about it from your old location.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in my brain until however long you were here
right.
before, and I had to go to the grocery store. Okay, it's not my workplace, but I'm there as often.
Yep. But it's close to your house.
To come in.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
That was 100%. That was mine because my daughter does dance, and we're thinking of changing our home address to the dance studio so people know where to find us because we're there so much. So I picked a place that I could drop her off and go there.
Yeah.
And it was so very similar.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it for a year before I did it.
100% that people just, not many people will just see it and pull the trigger. Like it takes time to process and really think like, do I want to do it? Can I do it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it? You know, so on and so forth. And then there's usually one event that usually pushes you over the edge and says, okay, like now is the time.
Yeah.
Where I really need to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that is
that
true with you.
That was 100%.
But
yeah,
I
had my failure hike where we had to like take the freaking gondola down because we couldn't complete it. And I was like, you're a weak ass bitch and you need to get stronger.
But that's,
and
I mean,
like that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the catalyst
there
for finally doing it.
Yeah.
Mine was the winter because I had been walking outside. And I could tell that I was building up my endurance just by walking. And we've got some hills where we walk, so there's, you know, it takes some stamina. But then, like, I'm a big baby, and I do not like walking when it's, like, lower than 40 degrees outside. And so the gym was like, I was like, what am I going to do? It's winter. So that's when I finally pulled the trigger.
Yeah. What was yours, Leah?
Oh, jeez.
What made you finally pull the trigger on coming and working out?
Well, I was moving to the Seacoast for grad school
in
my second year, and I was living in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I said, well, and I was working in Bedford technically, but I was working with a girl who at the time was going to a CrossFit gym in Manchester, and she was like, we had actually grown up together and played basketball together, and she said, Leah, you'd really like CrossFit because it's competitive and it also, you know, you're lifting weights. And I said, okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah.
So this was in the middle of summer of 2018, and I had taken a trip. And so when I got back from that trip, I knew that I was moving out to Hampton, New Hampshire. And
so it was proximity to where
right to where it was. And I Googled CrossFit gyms in Hampton, and CrossFit, well, Black Pearl at the time, was the first one that came up. And I, you know, it still is, you know, 7 minutes from my house, and it was 7 minutes from my house.
But you
then.
Have people who come here from farther.
Yeah,
loyal. You said that, Audrey, that you're loyal to your person, and I think it's so funny now because, like, one, it would be so much easier now to go to if I moved to another state, I wouldn't be so hesitant to go check out gyms now that I've done
you know
this,
the process,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, I'm like, but I can't move away from Black Pearl. Like, I can't go to some other freaking gym. That's crazy talk.
Right. I know. Like, once you find a place that works and once you find a trainer that you like, it's hard to make the change. Like, I've got one person... We'll shout her out. What's up, Danielle? Right? She's been with me since the first summer I opened. So she's almost been a member for 10 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's people like that like, you know, make you love what you do. Like, and really, like, push you to continue to be better and keep doing what you're doing. Because it feels great. You know what I mean?
Like, I'll say, too, to pat you on the back. Like, you don't sit back. You're not like, okay, successful, cool. Yeah. Now we're just going to do that forever.
No.
You change it up all the time.
Yep. 100%.
All the time.
You can't.
The programming changes, yep. Like what you're doing changes, where you put the equipment changes.
All the time.
Just to confuse me.
Yeah.
But you are constantly like, just go, 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 push, like make it fresh.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
I'm just like, I never, you can't sit back and ever be comfortable. Right?
I mean, people do though.
Yeah, like, you can't. That's what, that's kind of just how I was raised. Like, you always have to be working towards the next step and to push to be better. And honestly, in this area, it's pretty competitive when it comes to gyms. So you can't, I always felt that I can't just sit back and be comfortable, right? You always have to adapt and change and do new stuff and continue to strive to be better, because if you sit back and get comfortable, the next guy's going to come up and put you out of business, right? And I never want to be that guy.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my philosophy on things. Right, Leah?
Yeah.
I never stop.
Mm-hmm. No, you do not stop.
Leah gets pissed at me.
I do
day.
Not get
every day. Like, stop talking about the gym. Stop talking about what you're going to do for classes next week. Stop talking about your programming for clients. Like, it's every day, all day.
I don't get mad. I just want to know, too, so that I know what I'm doing in class.
She just wants to know if it's something she might accidentally skip that class.
Yeah, no, I just want to know if there's burpees involved, so
right.
I can go. No,
right.
I love them, so
right.
That's why I'm like...
Yeah,
and
me
Kathy
too.
Just
I
wants to know if so she doesn't have to go on these burpees. Right?
I have never avoided class.
I know.
No,
because of
not.
What was
I don't
on the board.
Yeah. I don't think
I know people do. I do not. Because if anything, I'm like, I hate it. I got to go more.
Yeah.
If I hate it, I need to do it more.
Yeah.
Like,
that's true. Work on your weaknesses.
But I might cry, but whatever.
Every month, member most attended, Kathy and Sam are on that list. And it's not even a question in Nick's mind when he says, how's the list coming? It's now, it used to be, how is the list coming? And now is Kathy and Sam? Sam and Kathy?
It's true.
We had a little friendly competition because she got number one month and I hadn't.
Well, that was the competition leading up to it.
First, we just wanted to get on the list, but you know, then there was the competition to be first, which is hard when you go together a lot of the time.
I was just trying to beat Phil.
Phil's hard to beat. I was going to say, Phil's hard to beat. Phil's hard to beat. John T is pretty tough competition.
Mm-hmm. Tom was doing
Tom,
it too.
Tom, yeah. All these guys are going to be pumped. We mentioned them all.
we just got like 5 new listeners.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. Your subscribers just went up.
Right.
Is that a big deal?
Yes, because it'll add to our, like, 2.
Well, just like, you know, you want more Instagram followers, right? We want more listeners. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Start a YouTube.
We have 5.
Five, not 2? Okay, good. Cool. So now we have
more than
5.
Don't say this in front of our potential sponsor. We have more.
You guys sold me. That's it.
Alright. Anyway, Audra's making faces, so I don't know if we should wrap this episode up.
This was fun.
This
was
good.
Fun. This is a class. It's
I know.
Really awesome.
I got a lot of like insight into gyms.
The gym world.
Yeah. This was
it's
great.
A crazy world.
Well, I want to hear, Leah, do you have any advice, final words?
Can I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I think the best advice would just be to send that email, to give that call to, you know, that gym that you've been staring at across from your house
for
9 years. that you've been driving by or, you know, going by, you know, for 12 months. You know, reach out and do it. And I think that goes back to, again, what Nick had said earlier about, you know, you can always sit down, you can always shop around, you can always figure it out, and you want to be able to have that connection. But it really starts with sending that email or that call or that text or however, you know, that communication is and doing that. And the good thing about here is that, you know, you're going to be able to get a response as soon as possible because Nick is always responding.
Oh my God. That's huge.
Yeah.
How quickly did I respond to you? Do you remember?
I think it was pretty quick.
Yeah.
From me. Because, like, you talked about going, and then, like, a week later, you're like, or, like, not even that much. Yeah. You're like, we're going to see him.
Because
like,
not only did you respond quickly, but you're like, yeah, come in tomorrow. And I was like, wait, fuck, what?
I
know.
I was like, I don't even have shoes. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah. You got to be right on that. Right on that.
Yeah.
So how about you, Nick? What advice would you give? We always ask this in our regular episodes, right?
Yes.
To a newbie, what advice would you give? So,
don't be afraid. Nick? Honestly, don't be afraid. If it's a good gym, they'll take care of you, right? They'll make sure that you're okay, right? So, just like Leah said, make the first call and get it done. Because at the end of the day, you're going to be a better person for doing it, like, in a bunch of different ways, right? You're going to grow physically stronger, right? Mentally stronger. You're going to potentially find some new friends, potentially find a girlfriend, right? When Leah sat down across from me for the first time, I didn't know this would be a thing, but right? Here we go. Right. So you never know what could happen, right? Nothing bad will happen if you find the right gym, right? It's only going to be positive stuff. So think about it that way, right? And if it's not the right fit, there's 100 other gyms out there that, you know, potentially could be. So just take that first step and don't be scared. Most of us trainers are pretty nice people, right? So come see us.
That sounds like a good note to end
on. That does sound like a good note. Come see us. Yes.
Come see us.
Aww. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for secretly having me.
Roping you in. Thank you.